Well, I did, and I got my tickets on the weekend for Mission Impossible Part 2 of The Final Reckoning, which opens up on Thursday around Regina. I'm going to the IMAX on Saturday, though, as about 45, 50 minutes of it was actually shot in IMAX, at least the big thrilling biplane scene you see in the trailer a lot. So looking forward to going to the movie. Not even an hour east of us, so number one is Indian Head, and it's home to the Grand Theater that maybe not this weekend, but 2 weeks from now I hear they're going to play Mission Impossible. But yeah, it's a theater that dates back to the early 1900s, still being used today. But in order to maintain its originality, they need some help. And I wanted to make you aware of this story. So maybe you'd like to lend a supporting hand. But Lisa Horstman is chair of the Grand Theater Restoration. Thank you, Lisa, for being here. So is the Grand in Indian Head the oldest running theater in all of Saskatchewan or all of Canada?
Actually, we think of all of Canada. We've originally said it was the oldest continuously operating theater of its kind between Winnipeg and Vancouver. But I've been Googling and I can't find anything older in Canada.
Well, take me to the beginning. How did this ever get resurrected in Indian Head?
Well, the theater was built in 1904 by Arthur James Osmond, and it was originally built as an opera house. It's gone through the whole revolution from opera house to movie theater, silent films, back in the day, lunchbox socials, community dances. And in 2013, 2014, the need was that the business owners that had it could no longer sustain. They needed to do digital upgrades, all that kind of thing. So the community banded together and our organization was formed. And we worked really hard to raise the funds needed to purchase the theater.
So you have digital projection there now?
Yeah, we do.
Awesome. Tell me more about the building itself. If it goes back that far, did it have a lot of ornate detail? Like, what's it look like? And does it still exist with some of the fancier features back in the day that it was said to have had?
Well, some of the features, like the balconies for the opera, have gone by the wayside, but we still have that beautiful original tin roof and the clay brick walls, which are quite significant, actually, to the Métis community in our area, reflect its cultural and historical ties in that sense. Those bricks were built at the Pelchet Brick Factory in Capel Valley, just north of us. They were actually brought here by horse and wagon, if you can believe it.
Wow.
Yeah, we've definitely done a lot of work to, I guess, repair and repoint any of that. The stone foundation is there and has all been redone as well.
You are trying to raise funds to keep the restoration going. Is it a sense of urgency around this? Is it getting a little dire now, or what's going on?
In our current condition, of course, the 1904 building needs a lot of work. There's lots of structural and accessibility challenges that have to be addressed. We really feel that in 2025, that's not acceptable. So, yes, there is quite a dire need.
Lisa Horstman's my guest, chair of the Grand Theater Restoration in Indian Head. The oldest running theater in all of Canada, she tells me. Is this something, though, the town can afford to fix up?
Well, we have been doing a lot of fundraising on our own. We have been lucky to receive what is called an ISIP grant. A third of the funding comes from the provincial government, a third from the federal government, and we are responsible for a matching third. So that is the portion that we're looking to fundraise. When it comes down to it, we're going to be looking to the community and those that, you know, love these old restoration projects to support us.
So you've got about 2,000 or so people, give or take, in Indian Head. Do they find this as important as you seem to be passionate about it?
You know what? There are so many memories that that building holds for the people in our community. They are all behind us 100%. We have all kinds of programming that happens in our building. We have movies. We have live events. We have local drama that happens here. So it's a really great cultural hub and a space that not only our community, but the surrounding communities use. And we welcome them to go to our Facebook page and check it out. We have a website. Learn more about us. And if you're interested in jumping on board, send us an email. Give us a shout. We're always looking for people who are interested.
It's a pretty important aspect of the town, isn't it?
You know what? It really is. There's so much economic spinoff from what we do at the theater. You know, more importantly, I think it's a place that draws the community together. It's quite a social, you know, connecting place.
Yeah. And is the popcorn known to be any good there?
You know what? I think that's probably one of the main reasons I volunteer.
All right. What's coming up on the big screen?
Well, this weekend we have The Accountant. And the following weekend, we'll be showing Mission Impossible.
Oh, that's one I can't wait to see. Well, it's just great that you would take the time to enlighten us about what's going on in Indian Head. And I know how important this is to the town and the surrounding area. I hope all of this organizing and fundraising you're doing is successful.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate your support.
Little Harlequin, if you missed it, last week we told you how they're going to give a free concert in Wascata Park on Canada Day, the next long weekend. We got to wait till then to have another big break, unless you got something between now and then. Kevin Martell joining me now from the 980 CJME Newsroom.
Seems like a long break, doesn't it?
It does.
When you say it like that, like we have to wait until Canada Day? What?
What happened on our weekend? The unofficial start to summer was just a dud when it came to Mother Nature, huh?
Cloudy, cool, rainy. Had planned to do some work in the yard this weekend. Postponed until maybe this upcoming weekend.
And it was a feeling most of us here, several people behind the scenes, we were all, oh, is your weekend? Well, kind of listless, lethargic because the weather wasn't there, didn't do as much as originally planned. We went out to the lake on Saturday, and at least it was sunny and not quite as windy as it got on Sunday. But we got the dock in out of Pasqua, and as we're coming down the hill at Fort Capel there, looking over at Echo Park, the provincial park there, I saw two campers. There were not many spots filled. There probably were more. It's pretty heavily wooded, but all I could see is two, and there was a lot of empty campsites.
Maybe people were indoors, like me, watching old James Bond 007
is
movies.
Is that right?
Goldfinger.
Yeah.
Yes. Thunderball as well. I hadn't seen those two. Goldfinger was
You really went back in the old Wayback
Machine.
Right,
right. Sean Connery, absolutely.
But let's talk about your Jets there, because that was a pretty emotional roller coaster that Jets fans were on.
Yeah, and you know, normally when your team gets eliminated from the playoffs, and I think Leafs fans can attest to this, you're a little angry. You're disappointed, but you're a little angry. This year when the Jets got eliminated, you felt so bad for Mark Scheifele. After we learned that his dad had passed away overnight and Scheifele made the decision to play, it's because it's what his dad, Brad, would have wanted. And so Scheifele was on the ice and everybody knew it in the arena. Dallas Stars knew it. Everybody watching at home knew that he was playing. And to see him get that first goal was amazing. But then also to see him, you know, get the penalty and then the Stars scored the overtime winner, what would be the series clincher. And then, you know, to see Mark with his head down in the penalty box. Jamie Nye talks about it in his commentary this morning as well. It was crushing. And to watch Scheifele go through the line, the handshake line after.
And everyone hug him, yeah.
That was one of the hardest things I've had to watch, you know, just knowing that everybody is what they're, you know, you can almost kind of, you know, guess what each player is saying to him as he goes through the line. But it was crushing.
It was crushing emotionally. And then you went to Sunday. And it was just, well, it was even more crushing for Leaf fans.
More boos from the home crowd here in Toronto. As the Maple Leafs remain on the ice to salute the crowd.
But there were not many still to salute.
When I saw the score, I had to do a double take. I was like, no, 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 I want the score from tonight, not from the last time they played at home. Yeah, and then I was like, oh, wait, it was the exact same result.
6-1.
At home, a 6-1 loss. And, oh, yeah, people were just livid, livid.
All weekend long, that's all I saw on my social media feeds. Different memes about who has to go and... Oh, yeah, it was awful. So there is now one Canadian club, and it's the Oilers, and that Western Conference starts tomorrow against the Stars. Tonight, though, the Panthers, short turnaround, huh? Take on the Canes in game one of the Eastern Conference. Let's see, what else? What about this weather here? So in the Environment Canada's forecast, it says rain. They don't suggest any amounts, but we called the weather office. So are we going to get heavy rain? What's the story?
No, Environment Canada tells us that even though, we're getting rain today, tonight, tomorrow, 5 millimeters or so throughout that day today. It sounds like it won't be heavy, but it'll be kind of on and off, kind of persistent throughout the day. So some more light rain. It'll get a little bit more towards the Manitoba border, up to 10 millimeters or so, not quite half an inch.
Short work week could be even shorter for Canada Post.
Another strike notice just given by the union. That could hit on Friday. That would be the second strike in the last 6 months.
Okay, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. Greg Morgan here, hoping you'll join me for a walk at the IG Wealth Management Walk for Alzheimer's. It's coming up on Saturday. It's right in front of the ledge. We gather and hope you'll meet us. We start at 1 o'clock, but a good hour ahead of the time. We'll be there with registration if you want to do that right in person. And I'd love to see you. I'll be the MC again this year. Always love supporting our local Alzheimer's group here in Saskatchewan, and maybe you, too. I want to support this weekend. Saturday, again, you can get registration details right now at alzheimers.ca. It's good timing, too, this news for the fight against Alzheimer's. Stateside, the FDA just announced a pretty promising advancement in the fight against the disease. It has cleared the first blood tests that would help diagnose the deadly neurological condition, and the test is for adults 55 and older who are showing signs of cognitive decline. And what it does, this blood test detects plaques in the brain, a key indicator of Alzheimer's. And clinical trials showed it matched the results of PET scans and spinal taps with over 90% accuracy. So in other words, this test isn't meant to work on its own, but doctors say they'll use it alongside of memory tests and neurological exams. And it's faster, it's cheaper, far less invasive than current options, which often, as I said, require a scan or a spinal tap. But it also could help smaller communities right across the country, right, where doctors are not so easily available, and the tests for scans or spinal taps, a blood test, could go a long way. The FDA is going to clear it for the U.S., and of course, normally it takes a month or two after that Canada follows suit, but some pretty promising news coming at a critical time. It's estimated that almost 800,000 Canadians are living now with dementia. And by 2030, researchers project that nearly 1 million people in Canada will be living with dementia. And it's the ninth leading cause of death in Canada. Rider training camp continues. We're going to go there live after the 8 o'clock news and catch up with our Shane Clausing, who has been covering the green and white over the weekend. And lots to talk about, including injuries. I'll get to that after 8, but a lot of the fans, Shane and our crew, were talking to at that green and white game, seemed to be pretty stoked about Coach Mace and optimistic for this season.
I really like Mace. I feel like he's a good leader. He's very positive.
The bar has been raised, and now we have more expectation than doubt.
Absolutely. It's there for the taking.
We're going to get it. We're going to win it.
Harris, I think, is solid as long as he stays healthy.
I'd like to see a first-place finish.
You anticipate a great cup.
I'm going to say we're going all the way.
I'm going to say West Final.
West Final? Let's go all the way to the cup. It sounds pretty promising. However, that offensive line is off to a poor start just because of the injuries. Again, we'll explain here shortly with Shane Clausing stopping by from Ryder Cup. This is one of the most unusual stories I found for you here this morning. Apparently there is a flying car that's going to be for sale next year. They're not cheap. The base model is $800,000 US.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going, we don't need roads.
Yeah, right out of the movies. Basically, it's a sports car with retractable wings. You'll still need a runway and a pilot's license. It transforms into an airplane in under 2 minutes. This is like James Bond, right? Top cruising speed of 155 miles an hour and flies at 18,000 feet. And they're going to hit the sky in early 2026, at least in Europe. And then they're going to be going on sale in the fall in the United States. Will they be in Canada by that time? Who knows? Cost a lot more when you do the exchange. And
well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just anyway.
way you do, that's all right. That's all right.
That's all right. I'm okay. My Oilers are still alive. However, pretty sad for Leaf fans and Jets fans on the weekend. Joining me now, Evan Bray, star of the Evan Bray Show at 8:30.
Yeah.
You watched hockey as I did.
I watched hockey. I was heartbroken for the Jets. I thought they had a great game. And
Were you hoping Mark Scheifele would come out of the penalty box in overtime and score the goal?
Well,
I was.
And I mean, I think everyone was. That adds to the heartbreak, the fact that he was sitting in there when the goal was scored. And you played the clip this morning, Adam Lowry over there trying to console his teammate. But yeah, just lots with him losing his dad, Scheifele losing his dad unexpectedly. And I mean, how do the Jets... You know, I'm curious to know what the analysts are saying, what changed for them from the regular season. They win the President's Trophy to just not being able to cut it in the playoffs.
Well, and you're seeing it with the Oilers, even though. I think just experience. Mm. Like, they got to the second round, and they're going to be better in the playoffs and go deeper next year.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ball game, and you see it. The emotions they had on top of it with the loss of dad there too, but just, it's a grind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, you're coming off a high, we won the season, we're going to win the cup. And then you realize this is a lot more of a grind.
It is a grind for sure. But using that same mentality, let's expect that the Jets are going to come back and be even stronger next year. What's going on with the Leafs?
It's a grind being a Leafs fan.
Well, I'm not a Leafs fan, but I'm texting my buddies on Sunday night, and they're like, they were so passive about it. They're going, yeah, it's the Leafs. This is what the Leafs do. They break my heart every year. Like, my buddy Darren, he's been a lifelong Leafs fan, and he just is like, he's just resigned to the fact that they suck when the playoffs come around.
Yeah, they always do, but there's so much talent, and it didn't even seem like, you could tell in that second period on the bench, all that talent did not seem to be communicating at all.
They've got the talent for sure. I would also say they've got the goaltending. I think Wall was playing great.
Yeah, as a backup.
Yeah, as a backup goaltender. But, and you know, when they brought in Berube, I figured, okay, they've got the coach now. But I don't know. They're going to have to shake something up there, I'm thinking.
7:26, Evan Bray's here. I know on the weekend, you went out to the lake and back home too. Yeah. We had so many plans this May long, and it turned out to be so cold, but got the dock in on Saturday. That was the better day, but ticks are out right now.
Yeah,
I actually
pulled three. I mean, they weren't stuck in. They were just crawling on my arm, but we were cutting grass, and then we were doing some stuff, clearing some bush and stuff like that out there, and I pulled a few ticks off, so they're out there for sure.
And in the city, too. If you're walking the booch in tall grass, you got to... Got to check for
We had a fire on Friday, on Saturday night.
Of your Leafs jerseys?
No. I said to Jode, I said, we're having a fire. I don't care. It's the long weekend. We're having a fire. We were out there with toques on, but we had a fire.
On Saturday night, it was
cold. On Saturday
night,
it was chilly. Yeah, it cooled off for sure.
Okay. All right, coming up on the big show today.
Lots of different things. I got Frank Hart joining me. He's done so many different things in this province, but really a lot of his life has been focused on economic development. I recently saw him talk about what Spark Saskatchewan needs, in Canada for that matter, when it comes to driving economic development. And he really thinks the ag sector holds the key, and he's got some interesting explanations as to where we need to get to drive things in a good direction. So we'll talk about that. I've got a vet. Speaking of ticks, I've got a veterinarian on the show today, and we'll talk about some pet safety tips heading into the summer, including wood ticks, which is a big one for pets. Even the smoke and the air quality is important to be aware of how that could impact your pets. So we'll have that chat later this morning as well.
Short work week here, and busy show for Evan.
Always,
Bray.
Always lots on the go,
it's
Greg.
It's exhausting talking to you about your show sometimes.
Well, we got lots of good things.
thank you so much for your time. Hey, coming up after the 7:30 news, I'm going to take you to Indian Head. That's where the Grand Theater stands since 1904. It's still a working movie theater.
I've been there, Greg.
What?
I've been to the Grand. It's Indian Head. It's a mainstay.
Yeah. And the restoration is still.
I saw E.T. in the Grand Theater.
You're kidding me.
No, it's a beauty.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's a beauty. Well, I can't wait to hear how they're trying to restore and keep it going after all of these years. They're looking for a little extra support, and we'll talk to the organizers here in just a few moments after the 7:30 news.